bugs all around me, stacking the bread.
Hey.
Oh.
Can I get some service, please?
Oh, it's only you.
I didn't know you could rep, Edith.
There's a lot about me you don't know, Martha.
Oh, give me 2 mince pies, a loaf of bread, and some butter.
Would you like me to wrap that for you?
No, just put it in a bag. I'm proud of you, boy.
Why?
Well, you did well at the stamping today.
So I didn't stuff up?
No, I did.
What do you mean, Uncle?
I shouldn't have walked out like that.
But you said there was nothing you could do for Helen.
Aye, but I didn't set a good example. I let everyone see my fear. You don't show your fear, boy. Just be kia kaha when you're afraid.
Kia ora, Edith. Can I help you?
Is that you, Mike?
Speaking.
It's Sadie Davis.
Oh, kia ora, Sadie. Edith's in Kaukau.
I know, dear. That's where I'm calling from. I've got some bad news.
What's the matter?
Edith's taken a turn. She forgot her medicine and she...
She left the stroke bag here. It's sitting on the counter.
That's the one. They need it here at the hospital. Can you run it over?
Sure. But Edith's okay, eh?
She will be.
What should I do about the shop?
Oh, just put the sign on the door. I'm sure people will understand. I'll be there bright and early tomorrow to look after it.
Oh, no, Uncle Mutter's here. He'll do it. Hey, Uncle.
All right.
No, dear. Just close up.
Uncle Mutter doesn't mind. He said it's okay.
Look, I don't want to bother him.
I'm on my way. Bye. Oh,
jeez. What's the matter, boy?
Edith's in hospital. I've got to go to Kawakawa.
And I've got to run her store.
You don't mind, Uncle?
No. Give me a chance to sober up.
Right, so you'll need to initial that change as well, Philip.
Yeah, just a second. Oh, the pen's run out of ink.
Here.
Right. Is that it, Dad? Do you think we can sign the thing now?
Come to think of it, I should get some legal consultation. Here, I better ring my lawyer.
Oh, look, I've had about enough of this.
Look, he has my best interest at heart, Philip. And I think it's safe to say you don't.
What? Listen, I saved your butt from going to prison on a fraud charge. What do you think the council will have said when they've discovered their money had been embezzled?
I told you I didn't do that.
Yeah, well, all the evidence is to the contrary.
And now you're out to screw your old man. That's what this contract is all about. You want to take Maori World away from me?
You have got until tomorrow morning. Then this deal is off the table.
Why would Helen encode all her files?
Yeah, Clive. Why would someone do that?
Touché, Mr. Thompson. Obviously she had something to hide.
So she was protecting her work. That's not unusual.
No, but it suggests that she was working on a very secret project. I'm sure the military would insist on a very high level of security.
Speaking of which...
What?
I'm not sure I should tell you.
Clive.
Well, it's only going to reinforce your theories, and you're already fairly obnoxious.
I second that.
I'm a Yank. It comes with the territory.
I discovered why we've had such trouble gaining access to the station. The security code is on a random rotating sequence.
Are you serious?
What does that mean?
The access code is always changing. It's like the mother of all security systems. It means you can never get in, because you never know what the code is.
Clayborne was made with the help of your broadcasting fee, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.